And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. If you want to catch a view of an ore boat plowing through the icy waters of the port of Duluth in Superior, you'd better hurry. The ships will begin their winter layup next week with the close of the 2024-25 shipping season. This will also be the last full season for the port's executive director. Deb DeLuca, who has been at the helm of the largest freshwater port in the world since 2018, announced her retirement on Monday, effective in May. Over the years, she's seen expansions, including millions of dollars of capital developments and terminal upgrades that support more than 7,000 jobs and contributes $1.3 billion to the regional economy. She's the eighth person to hold the job and the first woman to do so, and she joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Deb DeLuca.
Well, thank you, Robin. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
So you regularly join us at the end of each season and give us a wrap-up and forecast for the coming year. Can you give us an assessment for the last 6 years in one sentence, maybe?
Well, from a personal standpoint, it's been the highlight of my career, and it's been a period of growth for our terminal. And definitely an interesting time for the port as a whole with the COVID period mixed in there. And of course, we are always watching the coal tonnage drop throughout that time, really over the past 10 plus years now, and looking to increase cargo diversity to offset that. So it's been a big 6 years.
I can imagine. You certainly did not, and nor did any of us, anticipate the pandemic. I mentioned you were the eighth Port Authority director. One of your predecessors was the late Adolf Ojar. He hailed from a family of tugboat captains who plowed the waters from two harbors to Superior. Your background was a little different on the molecular level, I understand.
It was indeed quite different than Adolf. And honestly, Port Authority directors and personnel throughout the country come from a wide variety of backgrounds because it's such a position that requires such a diverse skill set. My education was in biochemistry, molecular biology, and then environmental chemistry and public policy flowing out of that. And then my work history was in state government, local government, public sector, private sector before coming to the Port Authority.
Well, what's been the biggest change for the port during your tenure? And as we mentioned, you have this thing called the pandemic hit smack in the middle of it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I feel like the port really changed direction under the leadership of my predecessor, Von Dakota. It was sort of a time to say, how can we grow cargo through the terminal? What can we do to really expand our capacity? So we expanded the terminal. We've improved the infrastructure at the terminal, predicated on the vision of growing that multimodal logistics hub so that we can provide the best mix of services to best support our regional industries to keep them competitive in the global marketplace.
And for the late audience, the multimodal logistics includes not just the boats coming in, but taking the cargo off and putting them on trains and trucks and making sure that brand new interchange actually has bridges high enough for trucks to get underneath and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Right. One of the other improvements that we made note of in previous conversations was your container cargo certification. People are, of course, very familiar with the ore boats, but you're also a container port now.
Yes, we are. We worked with Customs and Border Protection to develop the capacity and the capability to handle containers at our terminal, both from a rail-to-rail perspective and a rail-to-road perspective, but also maritime containers. You know, we are the second port on the Great Lakes to do so. We started being able to carry those containers in 2022. The next year, we added a regular liner service between Duluth and Antwerp, building off work that Cleveland had done. And then because of the base beat of cargo that we have moving on that regular monthly liner service, we also had enough base load coming out of the Mediterranean that we have almost a second regular liner service coming out of the Med as well. That's been really exciting. And we have a much greater reach within the continent than we would have expected. We've seen cargoes come from as far away as the Pacific Northwest and get delivered as far away as Alberta.
Well, while we talk about that geography, you're leaving as the new administration comes in with President-elect Trump's threatened tariffs on Canada and Mexico, very likely to affect the port's operation if they're imposed. What's your advice to your successor for about navigating the political waters, as well as adopting a redirection in cargo flow should, again, those changes come to pass?
Well, you know, I do think that tariffs are definitely a delicate balance for the Great Lakes and for our port. They're a double-edged sword, right? You know, in the case of foreign steel dumping, which was something that was truly happening, tariffs help support domestic steel production, and that tends to increase demand for Minnesota iron ore. Given that that iron ore is by far, you know, is our port's leading cargo, it makes about 55% of our total tonnage, you know, that's based on tonnage. And I love to point out that we're absolutely critical to the nation's steelmaking supply chain. Anyway, anything that increases demand for Minnesota iron ore is good for our port, and I should say for our region. But tariffs can also lead to retaliatory trade actions by other countries, which can hurt our port because it tends to reduce exports of key cargoes like grain. So we are a world port, and global trade is very much part of our lifeblood. So anything that limits our export potential is negative. So like everyone else, we're in a wait-and-see mode in regard to what happens with those tariffs. And in terms of advising my successor as to how to proceed, you know, very carefully, you got to stay aware of what's happening. We work with our federal associations. We make sure that our voice is heard in that mix. So I'd encourage my successor to stay deeply involved in those groups and stay in touch with your congressional representatives, et cetera.
Lastly, what's the most intriguing or interesting or I didn't know that experience or fact you've seen? Maybe something you looked out the window and said, what's that?
Oh my goodness, boy. We have some really interesting pieces of general cargo that move through our terminal. Just the massive size of the wind turbine equipment that comes to our terminal and gets stored on our terminal before it gets sent off to its final destination. And the logistics of having to move those incredibly long blades through intersections and onto the highway. That's an eye-opener in itself.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Deb DeLuca. She's calling it a career this coming May after leading the Port Authority of Duluth and Superior since 2018. Thank you for joining us, Deb.
Thank you so much, Robin. It's been a real pleasure.
And if you have an idea about something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.